people tend to lead with the question. I know I did. It's the big question. Why are you homeless? And for Thetty Wilkes, there's no single answer. Chronic depression, bad choices, wrong place, wrong time. And so, one day, I'm sitting in a church basement in front of a worn-out 56-year-old man wearing a strangely incongruous Late Show with David Letterman sweatshirt. A quiet, introspective soul who avoids eye contact as he humbly tells me about his poetry.
I'm not really writing for attention. It's more for comfort. But every time I write, I share part of me. Part of me is getting on the paper.
Thetty Wilkes grew up in North Memphis in a family of 10 kids. He says he always loved poetry, but only started writing it last year. A friend told him to submit his work to the Bridge newspaper. Now he's probably one of the most widely read poets in Memphis.
So far, everything I done wrote, I done got good reviews and a lot of compliments. Even at the homeless shelter where I'm residing at now, some of the guys read the Bridge and a few of them come up to me and compliment me on the poetry, so I feel pretty good about that.
On Thetty's neck, there's a faded tattoo of hands folded in prayer. They're his mother's hands, he says, and his poetry honors her memory.
My mother always said one of the greatest gifts is being able to bring a smile to another person's face, and I always thought about that. I never forgot it. Even if I don't bring one to my own, I'm content just bringing one to somebody else's.
And that's when Thetty asks if I'd like to hear one of his poems. Sure, I say. We go off to find a quiet room in the church. And when he's finished, I decide to use one of my blessings. One of the cards I've been dealt. This job on the radio. To share Thetty's poem with you.
Title of this one is It's Amazing. And it's dedicated to the homeless everywhere and to the people who do their best to help us. It's amazing how there was once a time you were paid by the hour, and now you find yourself standing in line just to take a shower. It's amazing how you can go from having everything others always had to carrying your worldly possessions in a plastic bag. It's also amazing how when medicated we feel so strong, but when it's over, we face the same situation and we're all alone. It's amazing how we can go from watching a flat screen to sneaking into a public fountain to keep your clothes clean. It's amazing how loved ones who once greeted you with smiles now wish the distance between you and them were many, many miles. It's really amazing how people's advice that is for our best, we continue to ignore them and remain in our mess. Ask any homeless person who's been in this plight. The reality of being homeless sets in at night. When everyone has gone in except you, it becomes a time when there's no one to talk to and nothing to do. But what's also amazing is God's grace that allow us to stay in the race. Last of all, when that demon below put us to the test, the man above can restore us back to our best. So let's be thankful. Things could be worse. Like a friend's funeral I attended last week, it could have been one of us in the back of that hearse. Let's be thankful and be our best and leave it to God to take care of the rest. Thank you.